My name is Len Duvel, and I'm interviewing Arnold Duvel, my father. He's 101 years old. We're in Little Falls, Minnesota, and it is the 27th of August, 2019, just 27 days after my dad turned 101. We're going to talk a little bit about life when you were growing up. So, do you remember your first memories in when you were growing up? You lived on a small place outside Melrose. Mm-hmm. What was that like?
It was kind of a two places in Melrose.
Yeah?
We did. One was just a one bedroom home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a small house. And then they moved. But you bought the house on the hill, we call it.
Yeah.
It was actually right above the river. And that was a big three-bedroom house.
So it was a house up on a hill, a three-bedroom house?
Huh?
A house up on a hill with a three-bedroom house?
Yeah. Oh yeah, and we lived there until I think 1928 when we bought the farm.
Right. So.
I remember I was big enough to inhale to work at it.
Work on the farm when you bought it.
And tear the house down.
Tear the house down. So you tore the house down in Melrose.
Yeah. Because you couldn't. You couldn't. It did a hard time. You couldn't get $5 a month rent.
Well, you couldn't even get $5 a month in rent.
We had the guy owed us, my dad, 10 to 2 or 3 months rent.
Yeah.
And he didn't have any money, you know. So he just decided to tear it down.
Hmm.
It could be the taxes.
Yeah. But, so growing up in Melrose, you went to school there.
Fourth year.
For four years in Melrose?
Yeah.
But before you went to school, do you remember anything from that time?
Well, not really. I remember when we saw the first airplane flying.
Oh, really?
And we were in school, and the kids all run outside to see an airplane flying.
Yeah.
And that was the first experience. That's when my grandfather said, Mankind will never fly.
Mankind will never fly. No. You said that?
My grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because man was not made to fly.
Well, that didn't turn out right, did it?
Anyway, but he came from the deal with the oxen.
Yeah. And so, you saw an airplane when you were quite young. You remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing your first car?
No, I can't remember the first car, but I know the airplane. You heard that everyone else in Marlboro lit.
Yeah. Were you in school when that happened?
Huh?
Were you in school?
Yeah.
So you were in school when you saw your first airplane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was flying. But I remember we were living on the river there, thing. You could see it flying along the river.
Oh.
And I don't suppose he was over 100 feet.
Oh, really?
100 feet high.
Well, that must have been exciting to see that.
Oh, yeah. But my granddad said, mankind will never fly otherwise.
No.
It's just something something happened to you.
Yeah.
But he was really a nice old man, you know.
He was a nice old man. Yeah. So you spoke to him in German, I suppose. You spoke to him in German.
Oh yeah, we always talked in German.
Yeah, I don't suppose he even spoke English. Maybe he did.
No.
No.
No, really. He kind of was a couple of years in, and everybody in Melrose talked German.
Yeah. And I suppose he spoke Hochdeutsch, right? High German.
I guess we both of them, it didn't make a difference.
No.
Whatever the other guy said in high German, I answered that way.
Yeah, I suppose. When you went to school, you didn't speak English.
No.
No.
And the first grade teacher was Sister Celsia.
Sister Celsia?
Celsia.
Celsia.
And she was a teacher that could handle these foreign kids that spoke English only, I mean, German.
Yeah.
And she could speak English and German real fluently.
Yeah.
But she got the job of trying to keep the English to the German kids.
Yeah. So was it difficult? What language did you use on the playground?
I don't know what the other kids did.
Oh, okay.
I think we... I was about the second grade when he said mostly English.
Okay. Right.
And her sister... her name... Sister Morris or something like that.
Yeah. So, but by the second grade, English was pretty easy by second grade?
Oh yeah, we could there.
But did you use mostly German at home?
Oh yeah. Oh, grandma couldn't speak English.
Okay. And she spoke Plattdeutsch.
Yeah, and the neighbors, Mary was in it.
Yeah.
A widow,
mm-hmm.
A big house. And he spoke high German.
Right.
Well, then I spoke high German.
Right.
Easy to do these.
Well, it seemed easy anyway. It was normal for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, your dad was working at a lumber yard then, right?
Yeah.
And also doing some building and playing music. But then he decided to buy a farm.
Yeah, because he was working for $95 a month.
$95 a month.
And he thought he must do a better way of making, you know, there wasn't much chance of improvement.
No.
Because the guy who owned the lumber yard, he had the lumber yard to make money.
Right.
John Free was his name.
John?
Free.
John Free. Huh.
And you know, it happened, just happened one time. Yeah, Ellen and I were talking, walking home from school, and you seen the house on the road on the way there.
Yeah.
And that was John Free's house. And it was on fire.
It was on fire?
It had a fire in the roof.
Uh-huh.
And so we got brave and pounded on the door, you know, and said, "Your house is on fire." And of course, she wouldn't believe me.
Really?
Kids, you know.
Yeah.
Then she went outside and looked, and then she got in the bread, and last she saw her,
Why?
The fire was choked on. There was just a small fire in the roof.
Okay, so yeah. Were they able to put out the fire?
He put out the fire.
Okay, well, that was lucky you told her about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we were here the other day, but then after that, we never seen her again.
Oh, no. No. But then your dad decided to buy that farm, and you moved out there. So you moved from Melrose to Culdrum, and you bought a farm out there. But that was quite a distance away.
30 miles.
30 miles.
About 30.
Yeah. And but your dad had a truck so you could drive out there, right?
Well, he couldn't use it to go back and forth to work.
No.
It's for work.
Yeah.
His Model T truck.
Model T truck. Yeah.
That's his serious purpose.
There's a picture of you milking cows on the farm when you were probably 10 or 11.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So that was when you first moved to the farm.
Yeah. First, we were about 10 or 11 cows.
Mm-hmm.
And when your dad was alone, you know, he had to milk the cows. We got the job of milking cows by some of the strippers, you know.
Right.
End of the season.
Right.
So, and then we had a clean barn.
Okay.
But then we had a manicure. Big book. Roll right down the aisle.
Oh, okay.
And throw it in here and push it outside and dump it.
Okay. So that was nice to have a manure carrier. You didn't have to wheel it out.
No, we didn't have
Didn't even need a wheelbarrow.
No.
Oh.
We thought it was pretty modern.
What was at the time?
Oh, it made it was.
So, but it was all mechanical. You had to pull it. It wasn't on a motor or anything, was it?
No, they pushed it right on a track.
It was on a track. You just pushed it?
Yeah.
Hmm. But then when your dad had the farm, and then I remember you talking about going out, and suddenly there was an auction, and because there was some kind of foreclosure on the farm.
Yeah, hard times get worse.
Yeah.
So, then they have, I think I call it a certain kind of auction.
An auction? Or a foreclosure auction?
Yeah, but it was different. They call it different. You know, the farmers got together, and they had a neighbor who was going to close the road on him.
Uh-huh.
And they just all went over there and bought cows for 10 cents.
Oh.
And horses and dime, 50 cents, whatever. And
so they got almost nothing for them.
And they wouldn't. I remember I was standing right by the barn and listening to it. 10 cents, 15 cents for gold.
Boy.
And one guy bid 15 cents on, 20 cents on, and the other guy jumped on him.
They jumped on him?
You know, this is not pretty. You're trying to explain to him, but he knew he didn't care. But then he didn't get no. He got all the stuff back.
Oh, you got, and then they got all the stuff back. How did they get it back?
He never left.
Oh, it never left.
He had auctions right behind the barn.
Oh.
On the place.
So. And the other farmers bid on it, and then but you didn't have to lose the cows or horses.
10, 15 cents per car.
Yeah. Amazing.
And the sheriff was here. The sheriff was the auctioneer.
Oh, okay.
They call it sheriff sale.
Oh, sheriff sale. Okay.
And it didn't take long. It didn't, a couple of hours, less than that, I guess.
Yeah.
It had everything sold.
Yeah.
But then I remember Doc Kuhn. He had about $4,000 in Thailand. He says, later to my dad, you know, he says, when this time gets a little bit better, I can't expect to get my money back. You know?
Yeah.
Well, it goes to this. And he paid it all back.
Yeah. And it was Dr. Kuhlman that helped. That sponsored your mom coming over, wasn't it?
Yeah, he helped. All the Usher whose family in Adelmar family all were helped by some rich guy in Germany.
Oh.
My grandfather, it was not a rich treaty, but he had a great big house. But the doctor, Doc Kuhlman, sent the money over there for the fare.
For the fare for the boat, yeah. For the ship to come over?
And it's the Joe Ushers, Frank Ushers, Mrs. Steinman.
Yeah.
And
and your mom.
Yeah. And that was more, I don't know. But he was a doctor, so he, some people must have paid you bills.
Yeah. So after you moved to the farm, then you went to a two-room schoolhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you went there, and you were, did you go your fifth year there?
I didn't.
You, were you in grade 3 or 5 there?
3 years.
You were there 3 years in school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. And then I took seventh and eighth grade together. 1 year.
You put 7th and 8th grade together in 1 year. Why did you do that?
To get out of school to go to work.
Okay.
Because
you were 14 then, huh? So you had to get out of school and go to work?
Well, you know, and then you didn't have to worry about the kids going to school. Walking.
Yeah. How did you get to school?
Well,
how far was it?
Oh, at least a mile and a half.
Yeah. What if it was snowy outside?
You know what? We had Mackinaws.
Yeah, Mackinaws.
And, I don't know where you found them on you, but, and four buckle overshoes.
Four buckle overshoes.
Yeah. Yeah. We had kids.
Yeah.
But the snow was deep, you know.
It's about over a foot deep.
We had to walk. And then you struggle through there with this.
Yeah, that was a long way to school then.
Yeah,
but it took a long time.
Eh?
But that took a long time when you got through the snow.
Yeah, I know. One Sunday, it was snowing, and parents thought, well, at least the kids could go to church.
Yeah.
So Ella and I went. Walked in snow as deep as the table, you know.
Uh-huh. About 2 feet deep.
And, you know, and four buckle overshoes. And, you know, It slows you down, dude.
Yeah. It's like walking through mud.
Yeah, I can remember it. It's so plain that him and Al and I were trying to get home from church. And then they thought afterward we should never send him.
I'm sure they thought that afterward, yeah.
Yeah. But we made it, right?
Yeah. And then sometimes you had a horse and sleigh that you would take too, wouldn't it?
No, we had a car, we had a horse named Tefts.
Tefts. Oh, after the president?
Yeah.
Taft, okay.
And the horse was smart.
Yeah?
And my mother harnessed him, she couldn't get him to go.
Yeah?
To camp myself, she might kill a fire.
Yeah.
I suppose it was 3 miles. But then we had a telephone. And Mom would call up my dad, and he'd come with it. They had a truck for delivering stuff.
Yeah.
But he just used a truck.
For the lumber yard.
Yeah. He'd come there, and when that horse seen my dad coming way over, and good coming home with my father.
Right. But as soon as your dad came over the rise, then the horse
knew I better go.
You talked about a story one time of when the younger brothers and sisters were going to school and you went to pick them up in a snowstorm.
Yeah.
With a horse.
Yeah, we took them to the school in 1928 in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just starting to snow a little bit. And,
okay.
And my dad took them to school. So he came back home again and it started snowing. And about noon, my dad told Al and me, you better get the sled up.
Oh.
And Bob said, sled in the shed.
Yeah.
And we did. And by that time, we had snowed as deep as this street table.
About all over 2 feet deep.
Yeah. And we hitched the horses, hitched up and went up and get the kids. We picked up the neighbor's kids, too.
Yeah. Was it two horses?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were jumping over snowbanks.
Oh, really?
Pulling the sled.
Huh.
Ed Axel, we had his kids.
Ed Axel's kids?
Yeah, they were with us. I was a driver.
Mm-hmm.
And so the horses didn't want to turn into Axel's place.
Oh, he wanted to just go right home.
Yeah, a quarter mile home.
Yeah.
From here. But I got him turned around, and the kids, Axel met him at the door, but she didn't stop to visit.
No, I don't suppose.
Keep going. And then we go in, and he got no place for him. I don't know how long, but
yeah.
We were there. My dad and I were also building a barn for Melvin Thompson.
Right.
And I was going through that very barn. That barn's still standing.
Still standing?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
But I was the last guy on the roof. So I was about 14 years old.
You're 14 years old and the last guy on the roof?
I went by shingling.
Yeah.
And to finish up the end. And it started to snow.
Yeah.
But then all we had was a rope with a scaffolding.
Mm-hmm.
And
a rope for scaffolding.
A rope.
Yeah.
And I was the last guy on the roof. You guys got a shingle.
Yeah.
He said he can't understand words. He stole from
him. Yeah.
And he had a hero. I slid the round roof like that.
It's a round roof, and so you slid along it?
I stayed up there until I finished it.
Yeah.
And I went and slid down one roof.
Oh.
But,
you better hang on then, huh?
It's just, you know, pretty, almost straight up and down.
Pretty. Yeah.
And sliding down in the snow, you didn't hold it.
Oh, so it was snowing and you were sliding down over a snowy roof.
And the rope was slippery, the snow.
Yeah,
I'm running up here. But you know, I was probably didn't weigh much over 100 pounds.
No. Did you have gloves on or were you barehanded?
I forget now. I probably had. I must have been barehanded because I couldn't shingle it.
Right. Yeah. But when you got to the edge of the roof, what'd you do? Yeah.
Jumped.
Then you jumped. Oh.
It was.
Yeah.
It was probably 10 to 10, 12 feet high.
Yeah.
The edge of the roof. Wrong roof on.
Yeah. So, when you were in school in Culdrum, you finished 7th and 8th grade in 1 year. So you must have been studying hard. You finished 7th and 8th grade in 1 year in Culdrum.
Yeah.
So you must have been working hard to get finished in 1 year to take your tests.
Well, I suppose I was, but I can't remember. I didn't have any problem remembering things.
No.
So I got along pretty good there.
Yeah.
And the teachers all worried about me. I was kind of the smallest one.
You were one of the smallest ones. Yeah. Yeah.
And the girls were supposed to be so smart.
Oh.
And they had to have a hell of a time passing.
Oh, really?
The teacher kind of helped me along the way.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Get the right answers.
Yeah. But then after you finished school, you went out to work.
Yeah.
Where did you work then?
I lived in Culdrum then.
Yeah, you lived in Culdrum. But you went to work at different farms?
Yeah. Whenever they had rocks to pick up.
Okay.
In the nerd hall.
Mm-hmm.
But go to do health, you get help there.
Yeah.
He didn't care to go too much.
No.
It's too much work.
No. But when you spent 1 year on one farm, right? You spent a whole year on one farm near Melrose.
Oh, yeah. Hellemans.
Hellemans. And so you stayed there the whole year.
Yeah. They washed my clothes there.
Yeah. But you didn't get paid for that year, did you?
No, my dad owed the guy. Some money there, and between the two, my dad and the owner there, they made a deal that I would work for 1 year for their payment.
Okay.
I worked the whole year there for room and board.
Well, you worked a whole year for a room and board for yourself, right?
Yeah.
So at the end of a year, then you could walk away. And
no, I broke my arm in the car.
Oh, is that what happened?
And I was supposed to work another year. Herman, he wanted me to stay another year.
Herman Hellemann, yeah.
Yeah, but then I got a car accident and I couldn't work.
Right. Yeah. So in the car accident, you had your elbow sticking out of the car. Is that what happened?
Right.
When your arm got broken, yeah, your elbow was sticking out of the car.
Yeah, I'm driving. You know, we did summertime, June.
Yeah.
June. Yeah, the. Oh, my leg.
Uh huh.
Yeah, Ella just bought it for.
Ella just bought it. Okay.
So I asked Ella if I could use his elbow to go down.
Yeah.
Get something to drink or something.
I think you were on the way to a dance, weren't you?
Yeah.
Weren't you on the way to a dance? I think you were on the way to a dance.
Yeah, a barn dance.
Okay, a barn dance.
A farmer had built a new barn and never shingled it.
Okay.
And then they have a big wedding dance. Wedding dance. That's part of the deal.
Yeah, so the neighbors helped shingle the barn and then he put on a dance?
That was a big event.
Yeah.
Everybody went there and,
uh-huh.
And he went fun. And that's it. And they never got back to the dance.
No, I don't suppose.
I got put in the hospital.
You got put in the hospital for how many days?
Not too many. Because my folks didn't have any money to pay for the bill.
No.
And it was only about $12.
$12 for what, 5 days in the hospital?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and me and this other guy were in the same room. And only two nurses in the whole hospital.
Two nurses in the whole hospital? Was it Dr. Kuhlman that was a doctor?
He come there every day and checked.
Yeah. And then your mom got there as well, didn't she?
Yeah, then she come finally there. Got there and she drove the car there. I can't believe she did it.
Hmm.
But yeah, I mean, she went to see me in the hospital.
Hmm. And then you stayed at the Steinemanns afterward.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then did you go right back to work? Because you had a broken arm.
No, I didn't go. I helped him run home there when he's threshing him.
Okay.
Same. And I had one good arm.
Your right arm was good yet.
And I remember that Lester Rossini, he wanted his oats upstairs in the barn.
What's his name? Rossini?
Yeah, Rossini, yeah.
Okay.
Neighbor,
yeah. He wanted his oats up in the barn?
So I took in one hand and knee and heaved up there.
Huh.
And he had a kitchen to put it in.
Was it a bucket of oats or?
Two sacks.
Oh, sacks of oats.
Sacks, yeah. Measuring the sack machine.
Okay. Oh, so they put the oats right in the sack from the threshing machine.
Oh, yeah. You went right into the sack.
Yeah.
And, well, that's what they handle. They usually have a wagon with a box and put in maybe 20 sacks.
Yeah.
Or less. And they keep filling another wagon.
Okay.
And yeah, while you were unloading this.
Right.
And yeah, he has a good effect to keep up.
Yeah.
But he got it done there.
So in one winter, you spent a whole winter north by Randall, didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't you spend a winter in the woods by Randall?
Oh, yeah.
Logging?
Yeah.
You talked about how your dad had bought some...
a couple of acres there.
Yeah.
It belonged to Camp Ripley.
Yeah.
And it'd be taking about 10 loads of bread along.
Right.
And a few potatoes. And I was a cook one day and... Yeah, the other guy had a son
mm-hmm.
before it was in there.
Okay. So it was your dad and another guy and his son and you.
My dad. Al and me.
It was Al and you.
Yeah. He just wanted somewhere else to, nothing to do in the farm driving, winter driving.
Yeah.
So he bought an acre land. I mean, it was just wood.
Mm-hmm.
Cut all the wood off, pile it up, and then in spring, my dad decided 15 miles would be.
15 miles?
Yeah, to haul wood. And
yeah.
It's pretty hard on horses.
It's a long way to go on horses.
Yeah.
Hauling a whole load. Yeah.
I drove it over a couple of times. Yeah. And it is kind of funny. You get it within a mile or so.
Mm-hmm.
And the horses just speed. It starts speeding up.
Oh, really?
Actually, it's going to 15 miles, you know.
Well, they could know where you were getting close to home. So was it cold in the cabin that you had there?
Well, we had a good fire.
Oh, you built a fire?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a jack pine out there. A lot of these here. What do you call it? Black stumps.
Okay. The jack pine black stumps?
They mean a hot fire.
Mm-hmm.
And you play cards every night.
Played cards every night. In the candlelight, or did you have kerosene?
Kerosene lamps.
It was kerosene lamps.
And it went for the campfire quickly.
Uh-huh.
So, and the neighbor goes by, maybe half a mile.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. He come over one night and play cards, and then next night he'd be over there. And I usually had a bigger cake, you know, several of them.
Oh, yeah?
So we had something to eat when he was playing cards.
Yeah.
But you know, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
In a way, but yeah.
And then you also work for Art Lindbergh, Robert Lindbergh.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
How did you end up working for him?
Well, Norb was working for him.
Norb was working for him.
And he didn't like working for Robert.
No?
So I thought, and I had been working for here and there. I thought, I'm going to find out why we can't. He worked for him. So. And I just started working for him. And Robert said, okay. And I stayed there for the rest of winter.
All right.
Yeah, I got on good with Robert.
Yeah.
But Norm, he didn't like work that well.
No. But so when you worked for Robert Lindbergh, then you got invited to Carl and Marie Lindbergh's for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, he said, bring your hired man along.
Bring your hired man. Were you the only hired man?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they have me.
Yeah.
So that's when the first time I saw my wife.
That's the first time you saw Mom.
Yeah.
Margaret. But you only lived about a mile and a half away from her, right?
Yeah, across country.
Yeah.
But and slowly got together. She got a job in Little Falls.
She got a job in Little Falls.
And
so was she still in high school when you met her? Was she going to school in Swanville, or was it after that?
No, she was. I don't know where she was. Anyway, And Ochsenburg and Clarence and, yeah. He took turns every second weekend, all the kids, meaning the high school kids back home.
Okay, right.
So that's how come I got to know Margaret.
So you took turns hauling the kids back and forth from high school?
Yeah.
Clarence did and you did?
Hmm?
So yeah. You hauled them sometimes and Clarence hauled them sometimes?
I sometimes hauled them.
Yeah.
But they stayed in Little Falls all week.
Well, they stayed in Little Falls all week?
It's a rooming house.
Not in Swanville?
Little Falls.
Oh, they were they maybe working in Little Falls?
Huh?
Were they working in Little Falls?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to school, I don't know which job.
Yeah.
But, that was a, the weekend, they had a whole carload of, Clarence drove or Art drove.
Mm-hmm.
And Art had a brand new, Hudson.
Brand new Hudson. That must have been quite the car.
Oh, boy. And Clarence said they would be willing. But then you go to show.
Yeah.
And we had 15 cents, you know.
15 cents to go to a show?
15 cents to. And you know, I took them. Margaret was a show of children. Well, you know, I was putting in the car there. So I paid her ticket there, usually 15 cents. And then I had to be careful I had 15 cents on hand.
So you could invite her, but you had to make sure you had an extra 15 cents,
no,
huh?
No, I wasn't sure yet.
No? Huh. Well, that must have been fun.
Yeah.
But then you decided to go to Duluth. How did you decide to go to Duluth?
Joe actually was working in Duluth.
Yeah, because he had lived in Culdrum before, right?
Yeah, he was in the farm anyway. Next to Lindbergh,
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He couldn't make it all. So he went back to work in Duluth.
Mm-hmm.
In the steel plant.
At the steel plant, yeah.
So he called up one day and says, you know, I'm not going to get a job here if you want to work. And he said, they're hiring now.
Okay.
And they like to hire farm boys. You know, they didn't know how to work.
Oh, okay.
At the steel
mill, yeah.
And I got there and I went there for 5 years again.
Right.
Steel mill.
Yeah. So you went to the steel mill and...
Yeah, well, John Wire.
Right. But you kept... But then you started writing letters to Mom after that.
Yeah. First it was kind of in fun, you know.
First it was kind of in fun?
And then you got serious as you went.
Yeah.
A couple of years.
Yeah. And then you went off to war and came back and got married and went back to the steel mill again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I should have stayed here one more year.
Because you bought the farm in 1951.
Yeah, it was a bad year.
Yeah.
You got healed up. And if I stayed one more year, we had a good crop and
yeah. So moving to Royalton was kind of a...
Huh?
Moving to Royalton had a pretty tough start then.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And we had four kids.
Yeah.
You just can't run away, you know.
No. Well, we have to stop. Our recording time is almost up here. But thanks for talking with me. And... Mm-hmm. It went pretty fast, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so thanks for us, and we'll say goodbye.
Well, okay.